she said, "Do you come from a land down under, where women glow and men plunder? Can't you hear the thunder? Yeah. You better run, you better take cover. Yeah. You better run, you better take cover."
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cider Nation podcast, a unique baseball podcast brought to you by Jay Birdie Baseball Company. Get your Canadian baseball apparel at jaybirdie.ca and make sure to follow them on social media. Today, we have Seattle Mariners sidearm left-handed pitcher Brennan Bernardino. Thanks for coming on, Brennan.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
I guess first things first, could you talk to us a little bit about kind of what sports looked like for you growing up?
Yeah, of course. So growing up, I was baseball. Baseball was the first sport I ever played, and soccer. And then as I went to high school, I played basketball and did a little bit of track and field. And then I joined the baseball team again as a senior in high school. So my first 3 years of high school, I took a break from baseball.
And then kind of moving forward there, Brennan, like kind of what did it look like kind of college recruiting wise for yourself?
So I didn't really get recruited because when I got to high school, I stopped playing baseball. I quit baseball the summer going into high school. And I focused on basketball. That was kind of the dream at the time. And when that started fading away towards the end of high school, and I was like, you know what, let me go try out for the baseball team. And I tried out for the baseball team like during winter or after winter. I think I tried out in like January or February during basketball season. I was no longer on the basketball team anymore. And I went and I joined the baseball team, and I wasn't very good when I got back to baseball. I had a lot of work to be done.
How did it look like? Like, how did you end up, you know, going to college then, I guess?
So I took the junior college route. Thankfully, okay. We have some pretty good junior colleges in the area and in California, Southern California. Yep. And I went, the first junior college I went to, I got cut from the team. So I went to another junior college and called LA Mission. It's still in Southern California, San Fernando Valley area. And I made that team and I played there for 2 years, and I wasn't drafted out of there. I was signed to a university out of there called Cal State Dominguez.
And then ended up getting drafted out of there, correct?
Yes. I went there for 2 years. My first year I had a labrum surgery. So I didn't play that year, my first year at Cal State Dominguez, what would be my junior year. So I was a redshirt junior the following year, and I got drafted that year to the Cincinnati Reds.
And I guess, Brennan, could you talk to us a little bit about kind of your grind in the minors? I mean, I know, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later too, but just like kind of after getting drafted, kind of what that looked like with the Reds?
Yeah, so I was a late-round draft pick. I was drafted in the 26th round. As a redshirt junior, basically a senior. I was 22 years old at the time. Didn't get much money. So when you're one of those guys, you really got to make sure you perform, because you're trying to beat out guys who got paid a lot, higher draft picks from the years above and the years after you. They're going to get more chances than you get. And I played well my first couple years, and then I kind of hit a wall when I got to Double A. And the grind was tough. I mean, it's still a grind now, but yeah. Minor leagues, not getting paid much. I had a family. When I was in college, me and now my wife, we had a child. So when I got drafted, my son was already 2 years old, and it was a lot, not getting paid much and trying to make the big leagues, you know?
Yeah. And then you ended up having to, you know, kind of go a little bit of a different route there, Brennan, like, you know, and, you know, played my old team, the Winnipeg Goldeyes, for a bit in indie ball. And then you've had to, you know, go to Mexico. Definitely not the route, you know, common route, I guess. Could you talk to us a little bit about that experience?
Yes. So I went to Winnipeg, and I didn't know that, Jeff. I didn't know you played for Winnipeg. I really enjoyed it there.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool little spot. I mean, obviously, they do a pretty good job of like the town, like, or, you know, the city, sorry, like, you know, their jerseys all around the stadium downtown. It's a pretty good organization.
Yeah, it was a fun time over there. They got a good amount of fans too. They got a good amount of fans. I remember that.
Yeah.
But I got released by the Reds in 2018, and I thought I would get picked up, and I didn't. So I went to Winnipeg. They brought me in for the last month, and that was a fun time. It kind of showed me to have fun in baseball again, because you're really just playing to win. You know, when you're there, it's not like they have a minor league system. So their team is, you want to win. And that was a fun part, because sometimes when you're in the minor leagues, it's not so much about winning. It's more so about individual stats and getting moved up. And no one really wants to be there. Everyone just wants to be in the major leagues. So it kind of like woke me up to, oh, this is why I play baseball again. Like, this is what baseball feels like. Like, growing up as a kid, you play to win. So I had a good time in Winnipeg. The following year, I went to after that, I went to winter ball in Venezuela. Then the following year, I hadn't gotten picked up. So a little funny story for you. I actually went like door to door, necessarily. I went spring training to spring training during big league camp. And I was trying to meet the farm directors from every organization, because I was unsigned. And I would tell the organization, like, hey, I'm a player, I'm here to meet. And before I would go in, I would look up the name of the farm director. And I would, okay, so this is Harris. It's like the Indians. This was the only team that I actually got through all the security to talk to. Because every time I would go to a new facility to talk to them, it was the parking guy would tell me, hey, what are you doing here? And then I would have to get by him by telling him, hey, I'm a player. And I'm not necessarily lying, because I am a player. I just don't play for them, you know? So with the Indians, I got through. The woman working the front desk, it was early in spring training, and they had a new phone system, and she couldn't get it to work. And so she's like, let me just walk you up to meet Harris, or to talk to Harris. And I'm like, all right, sounds good. And I'm like, not shaking, but I'm getting really close to it. Like, I'm nervous. You know, like, should I really even be doing this? And I got in to meet him. And she's like, hey, Bernardino's here to talk to you. And he looks at me, you know, from the desk in his office. And he's like, who is this guy? You know, in his mind, you can see him trying to process. And I told him, like, hey, you know, I'm Bernardino. I'm a player. I don't play for you yet, but I'm a player, you know. And he's like, he kind of respected the fact that I wanted to get in there. And that bad. And they ended up giving me a bullpen the following day, and I signed with them for a couple months. And they had sold my contract after a couple months. They sold my contract to a team in Mexico called the Toros de Tijuana, because I'm a dual citizen. And I played in Mexico for the following 3.5 years. So, you know, it's a grind. If you want to hear a grind story, you know, there's a lot of good ones out there. And I feel like mine's, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, yours would definitely be up there, Brennan, especially, you know, like last year you got to make your MLB debut. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that was just a dream come true. Along the way, when you're in Mexico for a couple of years and you're not really seeing people sign out of there and get other opportunities, and the lights, you know, you kind of see the tunnel getting smaller as you get older, and the light, you know, starts dimming, like, am I going to make it? And, you know, it never left my mind that I'm going to get another opportunity. It's just a matter of when I'm going to get that opportunity. And I just looked at it as Mexico. I'm down here. I'm going to give my team the best chance I can to win. And if I'm doing everything right and I'm pitching well, the team's going to sign me. And the Mariners came calling. My agent was sending out emails, and the Mariners came calling. And I got there for a month. I was there for a month before I got my call up, roughly. And when they told me, I was in the car with my family when they told me I was going to get put on the roster, the big league roster. And I just felt this weight just come off my shoulders, like, oh my, I can say that I'm a big leaguer now, you know?
Yeah.
It was more of a relief than anything.
Oh, I can definitely imagine that, especially, yeah, like I said before, just kind of your unique story and your journey, like definitely pretty special.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was very special for, like, I had told my wife, we've been together since high school, and I had told my wife and my son, like, I know I'm gone a lot of the year, you know, when I'm playing. And there's a moment there where we weren't making much money at all in the minor leagues. And I was telling my wife, like, I'm going to play in the big leagues. Like, we're going to do it. And she made a lot of sacrifices, and so did my son. And, you know, so to get that call up was more like, hey, we did it, you know, like we made sacrifices and it paid off. And that's what the best feeling about playing in the big leagues was, is like, I'm here now, you know, like, we're here now, let's get to business and figure out how to stay here. Right. That's the next challenge.
That's the <yeah. laughs> And you played a lot of winter ball there, Brennan. Like, did that kind of, that helped with your success or?
Oh, I felt like that was the biggest thing. And I feel like that's a thing. If winter ball is such a tool, because especially for younger pitchers, I feel like once their arms are ready to go more innings like that, that it would be great for them to go play winter. Cause there's a lot of talent in Mexico, Venezuela, Dominican, and especially Dominicans. Some of those lineups in the winter are like big league lineups. Yeah. You got Marcelo Osuna, you got Robinson Cano, you know, you got a lot of great players. And if you go down there and you figure out how to get those guys out, and with the fans, the fans in Latin America are very passionate. And if you could pitch in those type of environments and maintain your cool in those environments and your confidence, I feel like taking that back to the States with you, it's going to help you succeed. Or give you a better chance to succeed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I played winter ball in Colombia, and it was definitely like they're paying attention the whole game, right? And like, you can't necessarily take a day off, right? You know, I blew a save the one game and basically heard about it for a week. And
yeah, they're like that over there. They really, they love their baseball. They love their baseball.
Yeah,
it's a pride thing too, like from city to city, like it's that pride.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Brennan, kind of what does it look like for you? Like, you know, I was just kind of reading, and I you know, seen you pitch a little bit, but like kind of like your arm slot story, like, you know, like you're kind of, you know, I'd say like that low three quarter, but I also read you do drop down once in a while, or is that correct?
Yes. So I throw differently in different roles now.
Okay.
When I'm starting in Mexico, I was starting. So in Mexico, I would throw from like a three quarter slot and then a sidearm slot.
Okay.
And just to mix it up to lefties, to righties, I was probably like 60% over the top, 40% from the side.
Gotcha.
And when I got to the Mariners last year, my first outing, I had shown both arm slots. And my pitching coach, Alone Likeman, he's now assistant big league pitching coach, I want to say, with the Reds. I think that's his title. Congrats to him. He's awesome. And he told me, he's like, hey, what was that stuff you did from the side when you dropped down? Like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, that's something I do, you know, like percentage of the time. And it took a couple of days for him, but he talked me into just sticking from that arm angle. And showed me why, you know, how baseball with TrackMan and everything. Now there's a lot of information that can tell you why you're successful from certain areas or why you're not. And he utilized that to me, showed me the facts and influenced me to stick down there. And so I had just been throwing down there as a reliever. And next thing you know, I made it up to the big leagues. So big thank you to Alone. Big thank you to Alone. He changed my career by talking me into it. It was not easy for him either. You know, it was not easy for him because I was very skeptical about it.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of the thing I'll get all the time. Just, you know, through Sidearm Nation, you definitely, you know, from players, you have to buy into it, right? Like if you're asked to drop down or whatever that looks like, or maybe you see the writing on the wall of needing to drop down, you do have to kind of fully take the plunge, right? Otherwise, if you're kind of debating on it, it's probably not going to work for you.
Exactly. You're right. Because we grow up throwing a certain way, and everything you heard growing up was get your elbow up, reach out, you know, throw the ball downhill and everything. And then next thing you know, a coach is telling you, like, you know, throw it from the side. It's just so different. And it feels different too.
Yeah.
You're now working horizontally instead of, you know, up and down, or horizontally instead of vertically. So your pitches move sideways instead of up and down. And it's, you kind of got to just shift everything. It was a process, but I had to buy in, and I knew this is a AAA coach telling me this, and he sees something in me, and he had the facts. It wasn't just like my eyes are telling me to tell you to do this. It was, look at these numbers. And it was, I'm so grateful that he had told me that, because it changed my career over there in a quick, short amount of time.
And I guess, Brennan, like, what pitches do you throw in velocity? Where are you kind of at?
So from that sidearm angle, I release the ball at, like, I'm six foot three, six four, and I release it from like 5 feet, 2 inches. So I would say that I'm sidearm, looking at video and stuff like that. And I'm anywhere from 90 to 95.
Nice.
On any given day. So I'll throw a fastball, two seam. I only throw two seams from there. So 90, 95. I got a changeup now that I've been working on this off season, playing winter ball and now throwing bullpens. And I also have a slider, which is, I call it a slider, but it's more so a curveball, like a slur, I would call it. It's like a slur from that angle, but it's a sweepy pitch, more vertical than horizontal. I mean, more horizontal than vertical.
Yeah, I was a lefty as well. Just that lefty-lefty matchup. Like, once you get a feel for that pitch, like, it's a fun pitch to throw for sure.
Your confidence in it grows over time, right?
Yeah. And honestly, like, once you start to, like, realize, like, how much that left-handed hitter doesn't want to face you, like, it definitely gave me a lot of confidence too.
Exactly. And you always hear hitters on your team talk about a pitcher on another team. Like, oh, that lefty, I hate facing that lefty because of this. And then you always want to be that guy. Like, I wonder if the other team says that about me. So, you know, we're all just trying to chase being the guy, you know?
Yeah. I know this can be a tricky question, but is there any mechanical tips that maybe, or some advice you'd have mechanical wise?
From my arm slot, I would say it's, some people get lost when they're throwing from the side like that, where they think you want to release it out away from your body, and like extend your arm out away from your body. But I think you should just believe that you're bending at the hips more so, and you're throwing the ball as you normally do, but you're bending at the hips to get that angle, instead of really just dropping your arm and slinging it like a rock. It's hard to explain without the visuals. But I would say keep your same arm path, and you barely drop it, but you bend at your hips. And that's what will get you to release it at a lower arm slot.
Yeah, and that's a good point too. And even just like kind of still remembering to use your lower half, right? Whereas I know a lot of guys will drop down almost probably thinking too much about their arm slot, but you're still using your lower half.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't even know if the lower half changes from throwing over the top to throwing from the side. Like, no. I feel like those mechanics are the same. It's just the way your hip tilt is.
Yep, absolutely. And I guess, Brennan, like, what would be your favorite part about pitching from the lower arm slot?
My favorite part's the movement. I get a lot more movement from down there. So my confidence with my fastball, it grew knowing that, hey, like, I don't need to be perfect. Like, I don't have to be even like dotting or right like within an inch or two of my target, I feel like if I throw it near where I'm going and I just am aggressive and understand that, hey, I'm hard to hit. Like, you know, the best hitters hit 300. And I feel like I'm hard to hit now. So if I'm just going after you consistently, just attacking, I can miss barrels. And so my goal isn't necessarily to strike everybody out. My goal is to miss barrels and get soft contact early in counts and just get ahead of you. I'm not going to strike anybody out. You know, no one's going to strike somebody out when they're behind in the count. Like, it's impossible. You got to get ahead in the count to strike people out. And yep. That changed a lot when I dropped my arm slot. I felt like I got a better weapon is what I felt like to play with.
Yeah. Have you had many teammates that were sidearm submarine pitchers, Brennan?
I haven't. I played during spring training with Sandlin, with the Guardians.
Yeah.
I watched him pitch. And that was impressive to watch him pitch because he gets it up there with velocity from a very low angle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I watched him this year. I watched you did a podcast with him, Penn Murphy. Watched him a couple of games when I got my little bit of time, my little cup of coffee up there. He was another guy who was fun to watch.
Yep.
How a lot of guys from our lower angles, they get sink, and he was able to make the ball ride from that angle. That was pretty impressive. And I guess those are the only two guys that I've played with it. They were from that lower slot that I can think of.
And then overall, Brennan, like, does it matter to you? Like, you've kind of done a little bit of both, like starting, relieving, like what, anything that you prefer, or does it really matter?
I would say, last person, Jimmy Herget. He was a roommate of mine, a friend of mine. Another guy, very good from the lower arm slot. I would say that I love starting. Whatever the Mariners want me to do, I'm all for it, 100% for it. And as long as I playing ball and I got that opportunity, like, there's zero complaints on my, I'm ready to go, you know? And, but if I had my choice, starting's so much fun, knowing the day you're pitching, the prep that goes into it, kind of that egotistical, like, today's my day, like, here I go, let's see if I can help the team win, you know, like that feeling. I love that feeling. But relieving's fun too, coming in the game and games on the line. I just love baseball, Jeff. I love being able to just strap up my cleats, put my glove on, you know, pull my hat down over my eyes and get ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I was definitely the same. Didn't matter as long as I was pitching, right? And yeah, totally get that. And then kind of moving forward there, Brennan, like, kind of what does it look like this season for you? Like, are you going to be on Team Mexico at the WBC coming up?
Unfortunately, I had to pull my name from the drawing for guys to be on that team. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's fortunate. I'm looking to try to make this team here with the Mariners, and I'm still on the 40-man roster. So my focus is over there with them. But I wish Team Mexico the best of success. And they put together a good team. They're putting together a really good team. Great lineup, great pitching. And I really believe that they have a shot to go out there and win it.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun tournament, and I love seeing international baseball. Like, I used to play on the Great Britain national team, so it's going to be kind of fun to see how they do. But it's always kind of tricky, like the timing of the tournament, right? And that's the only bad thing about the World Baseball Classic. But it's definitely a cool tournament.
Yes, yes. Is Great Britain, they're in the same conference as Mexico, right? In the same bracket?
Yeah, I think it's Great Britain, Canada, USA, Mexico, and Colombia. So it should be a pretty good little group.
Yeah, that's a solid group.
Yeah. Canada, I'm kind of curious. They haven't really announced too much as far as roster-wise so far, but I know they've always kind of, it's kind of that same thing, right? Like, guys try to, you know, spring training, and just it's the timing, right? So we'll see how they're going to look. But yeah, Great Britain, they kind of get lucky. They have players from Bahamas are allowed to play for Great Britain, at least for now, until maybe Bahamas tries to do their own team, but definitely helps them.
Yes. What's his name? The shortstop from Miami. Is he on Great Britain?
He has played for them in the past, but I don't think he is. Yeah, Jazz.
Jazz.
Chisholm. Yeah, I don't know if he is this year, though, but he did in the previous when he was kind of in the minors, right? But, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun to watch. There's going to be some good baseball during the Classic. Absolutely. Be some really good baseball.
And then, Brennan, just, like, any advice just from, like, a bullpen standpoint, just something I kind of like to ask guys. Like, I had a bad habit of probably throwing too many bullets down in the bullpen. But, like, any advice just kind of warming up or getting ready in the bullpen mindset-wise?
I think mindset-wise is know the batters that you're going to face. It's the same thing as when you're getting ready in high school when you had a test coming up. And if you didn't do any studying, you're not going to feel 100% confident going into that test. And I feel that's the same thing with pitching, coming out the bullpen. If you don't know what the hitter's tendencies are or what he's doing that day or what he's, you know, if he's swinging at two first pitches that day and you don't know that and you go in there and throw him a heater down the middle, like, you're not going to succeed. I think a lot of it is just being prepared. Yes, yeah. It's preparation. Knowing your innings that you might go in there in situations, what your role is, being ready. It's, you know, we've all been there where a coach calls your name and you were just sitting talking and now you're, oh, I got to go warm up. Like, well, how many outs or whatever? Like, we've all been there and that's not a place to be in. And I would just say preparation, staying loose, staying ready to go, and having a routine is probably the biggest thing. You always hear guys talk about a routine. And as you get older, you start realizing they don't talk about it for no reason. Like, you need a routine.
Yeah, no, you definitely do. And then, Brennan, it's just time for our ninth inning call to the bullpen. So just going to be some random questions just to learn a little bit more about you.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Favorite NHL team?
The Kings.
Yeah, nice. Favorite travel destination?
Let's go with that's tough. Mazatlan in Mexico.
All-time favorite professional wrestler?
The Rock. Gotta be.
Favorite baseball movie of all time?
Hardball.
And Brent, if you could golf or have dinner with any three people, dead or alive, who would you like to go with?
I'm not a golfer, so I wouldn't want to do that. So let's have dinner.
Well, dinner.
Any three people all time, I'd go with Jesus. I'd go with Dave Chappelle and let's throw in The Rock. Jesus, Dave Chappelle, and The Rock.
Yeah. Any particular place or what type of food do you like?
Let's do some Samoan food, some Mexican food, and some soul food.
Nice.
And then some wine. Let's do some wine.
And Brett, if you could be an Olympian in any sport, summer or winter, other than baseball, what sport would you like to do?
Boxing. I'd want to be a boxer.
Nice. Yeah. I don't think we've had that. Nice. Have you done any boxing, like, training wise or?
No, not training. I've been in a couple of fights growing up. Yeah. That was, you know, but it's kind of funny. Quick story. I met the trainer, Reynoso. He's a trainer for, I can't think of his name, right? For Canelo. And I met him and he told my friend, like, just I was shaking my hand and meet me. He's like, hey, tell him right now if he wants to quit baseball, I'll train him in boxing. And so that's my claim to fame for all of my friends. They're like, oh my God, here goes this story again. And I'm like, yeah, that's my claim to fame. I'm like, this dude, he's got Canelo. You got Ruiz, he's got all these huge fighters, and he looked at me and was like, I'll train him. I'm like, that means something. Like, he's never even seen me throw a punch. Like, doesn't matter. He knows something. So that's my claim to fame. So I would want to be a boxer and I'd want to train with him.
And then lastly, Brennan, on the 2018-2019 Venezuelan team, I guess I'm Tigres de Aragua. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, Tigres de Aragua. Close though. Same thing.
Do you know the name of the left-handed pitcher that was your teammate from Australia?
Josh Tolles, the man. great guy.
Absolutely. I was trying to find any Canadians. Have you played with any Canadians?
Yeah, this year I played with Matt Brash.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a bright future ahead of him. That guy has some of the nastiest stuff in all of baseball, if not the nastiest.
No, I appreciate you coming on, Brennan. Is there any shout outs before we sign off?
Shout out to Team Mexico. Go win the classic. Let's go. Shout out to the Mariners. See you soon in spring training. And I appreciate you having me on here, Jeff. This was a fun time. I appreciate it.
She said, "Do you come from a land down under, where women glow and men plunder? Can't you hear the thunder? Yeah. You better run, you better take cover. Yeah. You better run, you better take cover.